Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Tuesday. This the 23rd day in November of 2021. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through this, your Tuesday. And we're going to get started with GoDaddy. GoDaddy is a huge web hosting company that hosts the websites used by and produced by millions of people. Well, they announced that they had a very significant breach on just the 17th of November. The breach occurred on the 6th of September. So for almost 2 months, this breach went undetected, which put 1.2 million customers who use WordPress at risk. Because that's where the breach occurred, GoDaddy has a dedicated area of their hosting, which puts out WordPress-created sites. WordPress is a tool used to create and manage websites, and GoDaddy will put them on the internet for you. So the WordPress-hosted environment that GoDaddy curates was breached. And that means that 1.2 million existing and former WordPress users, customers, email addresses were exposed. So we could see a lot of phishing from this attack. Also, it looks like there were some file transfer protocol and database credentials of existing customers, in other words, people who put a website out there, exposed. And that means that those websites could be breached to host malicious content so that when the average person goes to their favorite website, they accidentally get malware because the people hosting the website didn't know that GoDaddy's environment was breached and attackers were therefore able to put malware on. And that's the same as some customers had their SSL keys, which essentially those are exactly what they sound like. They are the keys to the castle, meaning that that website should be considered compromised by anyone who visits it. So this should all be remediated shortly, but that means that for almost 2 months, a huge number of sites and customers potentially were compromised, and visitors to those sites may have been unwittingly exposed to malware or other snooping on their web activity. So it's a huge deal. GoDaddy remediated. Just know that as you navigate to the internet, there are many layers of potential places where criminals can insert themselves to try to get at your data. Speaking of data, there is a medical associated firm in Utah. Utah Imaging Associates does a lot of work, as the name implies, with images, things like radiology. Well, on the 29th of August, they were attacked, and that attack exposed over 500,000 current and former patients' data. And it was reported on the 4th of September, just a few days later, which is great. But they are only now notifying individuals that their name, their email address, their medical information, things that you would give a medical professional were all exposed. And it's already the 23rd of November, meaning that for all of October and most of September, people didn't really know what to do upon hearing the news or if they specifically were impacted. So this really highlights a couple things. Number one, firms need a lot of time. They're trying to figure out how to communicate with over 500,000 people. So it is going to take time. That doesn't mean that it's the right thing. But if you use a medical company or any company that you hear is breached, you should assume that your identity or information you provide to that site may have been exposed, and you'll want to monitor any credit cards you use with that site, maybe your credit history, and be especially careful not to click on links, especially if they look like they're associated with that company that you just found out was hacked. And on the topic of getting hacked, it looks like there's a huge company that makes wind systems. Vestas Wind Systems is one of the largest turbine manufacturing company for windmills. And as we move into the green and sort of sustainable energy, you can argue whether or not wind systems are or not, but that is where Vestas Wind Systems lies in the organizational hierarchy of companies. And so Vestas Wind Systems appears to be dealing with what looks like a ransomware attack. On Friday the 19th, they Vestas Wind Systems had to shut down a number of their IT systems across its company in multiple locations, saying that, quote, some data was compromised. So we don't know what data was compromised. That could be related to work, to employees, or customers. So be advised that if you do business with or work for Vestas Wind Systems, there could be some unspecified data out there. Likely, criminals are going to hold this data at risk to force Vestas Wind Systems to pay them, presumably, because again, this looks like a ransomware attack. Now, for their part, Vestas Wind Systems says this didn't impact manufacturing or production or construction of their systems, so it looks like it's fairly minimal, but it's still going to cost them a lot of money, and they are still going to spend a lot of time trying to remediate and figure out what's going on with that compromised data. And we're going to take a hard right, and we're going to finish up not on data, but on fingerprints. Fingerprints are increasingly biometric means by which people are unlocking anything from their phones to their doors to starting their car. It's a great way that people can identify themselves because fingerprints are fairly unique. But one research firm called Kraken is proving that much like your password, your fingerprint can be compromised. And notably, Kraken is saying that it doesn't cost a huge amount of money or technical skill to recreate your fingerprint. Merely a phone camera, some free software, some ink that you can get at your local store, and some wood glue. So not very sophisticated. And the way it works is, as the tools imply, someone takes a picture of your fingerprint. It doesn't necessarily need to be high res. They take a picture of your finger. They can use software to draw out the negative image, which would raise up those bumps and ridges. They then print it using acetate print ink, which again can be found at your local store. It's used for all sorts of applications like stickers and stencils and other things. And then once you print out that fingerprint image that you've created, you simply put wood glue over the top. The wood glue dries, you peel it, and it's a little cocoon of someone's fingerprint. You can lay that onto a reader, and it will authenticate as that person. And that's really alarming because increasingly people have been unlocking their phones with their fingerprint, or the Kraken research term proved it as a concept on MacBook Pros, which have a thumbprint sensor. And so what you need to know is that thumbprints are one way that you can authenticate like a password. But just like a password, you should probably have multi-factor authentication, whether that's a mobile text device, a little pass UB key, or some other means to also provide a code or passphrase, because one factor of authentication, whether it's a fingerprint, as proven in this case, or a password, is not enough to protect you from criminals who will recreate, steal, or try to get your data. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding Tuesday. It's going to be a short holiday week, so stay safe. Hang in there. You've got one more day on this short week, so we'll see you tomorrow. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's Tip of the Cap goes to an environmentalist. Amarildo Filho is getting a sincere tip of the cap for his outstanding work in his local town. There were a great number of tires and other trash that were strewn about, and he decided to take those tires and turn them into something useful. After cleaning the tires and making sure they're safe, he hand-sewn custom mattresses for a huge number of cats and dogs because he realized that A, tires are not great for the environment laying around collecting as trash, and B, a lot of dogs and cats and local shelters were sleeping on the floor. And so by combining these two problems, he solved them by creating these beautiful custom beds, making sure that cats and dogs are more comfy and his local area is more clean. So to you, Amarildo, a sincere tip of the cap for expending your energy in a positive way to solve multiple problems.